皆さん、こんにちは。自分自身の生き方や美しさを大切にするポッドキャスト You Do You へようこそ。私、ユーナとハナが一女性として日本で暮らすにあたり感じることをガールズトークしていきます。みんな違ってみんないい、そんな楽しい社会を目指しながら、真面目なトピックからエクサイティングなものまでお送りしていきます。なかなか気づけないこと、普段から気になっていたこと、一瞬立ち止まって一緒に考えてみませんか？
Hi, welcome to You Do You, a podcast about honoring your most beautiful, authentic self. We don't live in a one-size-fits-all world, we all dance to the beat of our own drum. There'll be things that we have in common, things that I like which you don't and vice versa, which is absolutely okay because we're human and it's what makes life interesting. Yuna and I are here to discuss what this means when it comes to living in Japan.
Hello everyone.皆さん、こんにちは。Welcome back to You Do You. 1ヶ月ほどお休みをいただいておりましたが、We are back. 実は私がこの1ヶ月スリランカに出張していたので、燃料不足による計画停電が毎日、そして今もなお続いていることから、ちょっと収録が難しい状況にありました。さて、今日のトピックは相変わらず私たちのポッドキャストで大事にしている Self Love や Being Yourself とつながる、生理と付き合いながらの運動についてです。
So it's been a while, but we are back today and we will be talking about sports and period. We've covered a lot about sports in this podcast now and then, and we also talked about periods before. So this time we wanted to talk specifically about how we move around or not during periods.
And I really wanted to ask more specifically you because you do a lot of triathlons and a lot more...training and intense body demanding activity. So I just wanted to ask, how do you time your training with your periods?
So you asked me how do I time my activities with my period, but actually yeah. I'd say I actually time my period to my activities. So I know like when I'm going to have intense trainings and when I'm going to have marathon races and such. So I actually time my period towards that, meaning at least until a few months ago, I was on pills. So with my pills, I wouldto be honest, like if I had a big marathon or something, I would skip my period or stop taking my my pills and then retake it so that I wouldn't have my period during these intense trainings and such. So basically, I don't move around my races or my practice schedules, but I move around my period, which I don't know if it's a good thing, though.
Yeah, I think if you're on the pill, it's not like a normal period in terms of like all the phases of your cycle, because the pills that you're taking are like osaeteru. They're how do you say it? They're pushing down your natural kind of.Cycle, the energy and also the lack of energy that you would get. But then with like, for example, like how many months prior to, let's say, you know, the date for a certain event, how many months prior do you need to start changing things in order to match?
I don't know how many months prior that we should actually do, but for my case, I just do it a month. I just do it a month prior.
And that's by taking the pill the whole way through, or what is it that you do?
Taking it the whole way through and just skipping it.
Okay, got it.
今の質問はその私がこうトライアスロンとかマラソンやってるから、まあ、その練習とか大会と、生理をどうやって付き合っているかっ というか、その生理に向けてどうやって練習のスケジュールを決めているかっていう質問だったんだけど、どっちかっていうと私はいいか悪いか別にして、その練習とか大会に向けて生理の方をスケジュールするっていう感じでやっていて、で、まあピルを飲んでいるので、とはいえね、そんな数ヶ月もとかじゃなくって、例えばじゃあこの3月に大会がありますっていうのであれば、そのピルを飲み続けて、その1ヶ月は生理を飛ばす、その最後の何だろう、そのピルって4行あって、4行目がその生理が来る時のピルなんだけど、その4行目を飛ばして、1ヶ月間は生理を飛ばすとか、まあもしくはそのピルを1回抜いて、もう1回別のタイミングで飲み始めて、1回生理は来るようにするけど、そのサイクルをちょっとコントロールして変えるとかっていうのを、結構まあ1ヶ月前からそこは調整してとかかな。
What, do you notice like a big difference when you are on that like period week and you have to compete?
Definitely yes, because especially with cycling, if I'm on my period, like it just bothers me because it's like, what if I'm bleeding and then, you know, like I'm on the saddle all the time, so you know, like what if I bleed through my cycle jersey or such and such. And also because I get bloated a lot during my period. And so I just, like all the water is like, it, my body holds the whole water, so I don't pee as much. So that's also why I'm bloated. But like that leads to me being a lot heavier than usual. So it's just so hard to like run while I'm bloated, like I just don't feel as light as usual. So yeah, I do feel a difference. そうね、なんかやっぱり生理中に、私は前もその生理のエピソードで言ったんだけど、あんまりその痛みとか PMS はそんなになくって幸い。ただやっぱりその生理中にトライアスロンだにマラソンなんでこうやると、例えばこうやっぱずっとサドルに座ってるから、例えばこう生理中にやってまあショーツ変えれないってなった時に、例えばさ、ずっとサドルの上だからサイクルジャージからこう漏れちゃってたらどうしようとかいう不安みたいなのが、どうしてもこうせっかく運動してるのにそういうの思いながら走らなきゃいけないとか漕がなきゃいけないっていうのが、まあ単純にちょっとメンタル的に嫌だなっていうのがあるのと、まあかなりむくむ、その PMS とかこう気持ち悪くなるとかそういうのはないんだけど、やっぱり水分をすっごい体がこう保持しちゃうから、出さないっていうのもあって、むくむからすごい体が重くなるから、まあそのね、マラソンとかやるのってやっぱ1キロとか増えるだけですごいタイムが落ちたりするから、まあそれで結構体が重くて走るのが心地よくないとかはある。
You're lucky you don't get like 生理痛とか。
I think so. Yeah.
羨ましい。
I think like even with the PMS or like if you have pain, stomach pain and such, I mean like I don't think like you have to take it that hard. Like if you feel the pain, like just don't, you don't have to work out during then, like unless you're a professional athlete, it's another story. But if not, I think it's just okay to, you know, take a rest for a whole week or so. It's not like, you know, you're gonna forget how to do things, so.
無理しなくてもいいけど、私的になんかやった方がいいと思ってる。なんか、そのエンドルフィンが出るまで、なんか、した方がいい。ちょっと、ね、ちょっとウォーキング、ちょっとなんかジョギング、or like even yoga. Sometimes like, because if you have, well for me anyway, if I have like cramps,or like maybe slight headache, or I just feel a bit like, I don't know, like moya moya shiteru. I'm like, oh, I hate period, I hate life. Just by getting outside and doing a bit of exercise is actually really helpful, even if I don't feel like it at the beginning. I'm always happy that I did it.
そうだね。なんかこうお腹が痛かったりとか、まあ、吐き気頭痛がこう生理でするときに、もちろんそれで無理してすごい過度なきつい運動をする必要は全くないと思うし、まあ、ただそのちょっとでもね、歩くとか、まあ、ストレッチするとか、その無理しない範囲で何かしら動くっていうのは逆にね、こう血流的にも良かったりもするから、 まあ、なんか自分が心地よいって思うことをやる、その生理中の痛みとか症状って本当人によってそれぞれ違うし、まあ、むくむ人もいればむくまない人もいると思うし、でも本当自分に合ったやり方を見つけるのが大事、うん、もちろんそのプロフェッショナルなアスリートとかは違うかもしれないけど、まあ、趣味でやってるね範囲内だったら自分に合うライフスタイルを見つけるのがいいのかもしれない。
ね、I found、うん、I was listening to this really this podcast with this athlete. So she is Jessica Ennis. She won when we had the Olympics in the UK. She was part of like all those golds that we were winning at that time.
Mm.
And she absolutely killed it. She it was in the London Olympics 2012.And she was like gold, 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 gold. And she just had a baby and she came back and then she just absolutely smashed. I think it was like triathlon or pentathlon or something like that. She was amazing. She started an app which is all about building your workouts around your cycle. And I thought like, you know, why don't we learn more about that at school?
Yeah.
Because how helpful would that be? Like, not just as like, this is how your body works and this is what you can do. And this is the kind of exercise that would work better at this time. This is when you're going to lose the most. This is when you're burning calories when you're not even doing anything. This is when you can like really push yourself because you have more testosterone so you can get more gains and that sort of thing. So I found it really interesting.
That's so true. That, yeah. I wish I had learned that in school.
Right. So yeah, I did a bit of research. You know, you're going to have to help me here because I don't know all these words in Japanese.
I don't know if I do either, but yeah.
頑張りましょうか。Okay. So based on the research that I found, these are the bits of advice that were given for the different stages of the period.The cycle. So usually when we're counting the weeks of the period, the day that the blood starts coming out is day one. Yeah? Okay. So it says the first bit of advice is to push up until week three. So this is when you can really, really train hard. You can do lots of strength training. You can do lots of cardio. And it's because our bodies don't have a huge amount of testosterone at this time.
Mm-hmm.
So this is why sometimes you might feel like you're really, even though you've had a really hard workout, your body doesn't feel that tired by it.
生理中もってこと? Like even during our periods?
So even once you start your period from that day one till the third week, up until the third week.
Okay.
So week one and week two, I guess, is what it's saying.
なるほど。なので、出血1日目を day one としたら、そのウィークと翌週、で3週間目まで。なので、week one と week two が一番、ハードな練習が、ホルモン的には可能ってことか。
So it feels really easy because at this stage you don't have all the pressure, you don't have much testosterone yet. So this is when you can have the most gains and it's when you get your personal bests. And you don't feel like your body's getting tired even if you're doing lots of hard work. Okay, we're doing great.
知らなかった。でもそうなんだね。
Like, 一番なんかパワフルなんかと感じるモーメントは多分なんかその生理がすぐ終わって、like, その一週間、I think. Because sometimes, like, when you're still in your period, you can feel a bit tired because you're bleeding. But for me, anyway, it's probably その、二週間目。
そうだね、そうだね。だからその本来生理1週間目と次の週が一番パワフルに動けるテストステロンがまだ出てないから。だけどやっぱり生理中って、まあ、ちょっと出血してることもあるし、まあ、疲れやすいから、まあ、総じて2週目、
2週目
生理の翌週がおそらく一番ハードコアにできるってことだね。
We like that week. Okay. And then it just says, but be careful because when you get to ovulation time, which I think is around Sono Sanshuume, the third week, then you need to be careful because you can get injured because the hormones make your ligaments and tendons more lax.
なるほど。だからその3週目に入ると、3週目っていうか排卵期に入ると、まあ大体だから3週目に入ると、逆にそのホルモン的に怪我がしやすい状態になってるから、まあ一番気をつけなきゃいけない時期ってことね。
Exactly. And then, even though you are more prone to injury, so even though you can get more injured, the estrogen that you have in your body is also quite good because it gives you quite a good like positive mood and it helps your body recover from the training. So you just need to be careful of getting injured, but at the same time,You are feeling good and your body has a really good recovery ability at that time.
そうね。だその排卵期の週は怪我がしやすいから気をつけなきゃいけないけど、エストロゲンも出てるし、その体の回復力は一番強い時期だから、まあ気持ち的にも前向きな、場合も多いから、まあ2週目と3週目が、まあ3週目は気をつけながらだけど、2週目と3週目が結構一番あのキーとなる週
って感じ。そう、キーとなる。そう、いいトレーニングができる時期ですね。で、this is also about the same bit. So basically, because of this estrogen again, the estrogen is, some studies show that the estrogen helps us to burn, so we don't burn as much of the carbohydrates that we use. We burn fat. So this is the period when you burn the most fat. But
this
some people
meaning the same the week three, right?
The same third week. Third week when you have the estrogen coming in because of your ovulation.
そうだね。で、排卵期はそのエストロゲンが出てきてるから、まあ要は第三週目だけど、そこは脂肪を燃焼しやすい時期でもあるから、I guess if you want to lose weight, then that's like the week that you'll probably drop a few kilos.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So actually, I think you can, but you've got to be careful because like, I know some people who are dieting, they might choose to not take in carbohydrates, but actually that can be counterintuitive because your body can panic and try and hold on to the calories.
Yeah,
so it's still good to eat like normal.But you can be very active in this period.
そうだよね。で、その時に、炭水化物を食べないってなると、逆にこう、脳みそが飢餓状態になって、で、そのちょっとした炭水化物を全部手放さないようにしてしまうから、逆に炭水化物はちゃんと取って、だけど、その時は脂肪をすごい燃やしやすい時期、エストロゲン的に。だから、まあ、運動した分は、燃焼しやすい、燃やしやすいから、まあ、食べながら炭水化物をちゃんと食べながら脂肪をそこで落とせるその排卵期の第3週目ってことね。
I love this. I feel like I have an interpreter.
But it's actually so interesting. It's really interesting.
It is. It is. Okay. So I'm on week four now, right? Okay.
Okay.
So week four is called the midluteal phase, and this is when the progesterone rises along with the estrogen. And what this means is that our bodies get hotter, our base temperature, so the our, I guess, resting temperature is already hotter. So if you're doing something with endurance sport or it's a hotter environment, like it's summertime or you're in Sri Lanka, it might be a bit difficult for you because to train at this point because you are already hot.
Yeah. なるほど。その4週目に入ると、体そのものの体温がめちゃめちゃ上がる時期だから基礎体温がで逆に夏場とか、まあ、それこそすでに暑いところで運動するのは4週目はなかなかきついなぜなら、まあ、もうすでに体温が上がってる状態にあるから、
Which is why this is like the time that you need to take it easy. So you need to reduce down your training regime and do things like yoga, more restorative exercise, Pilates. You're not going to get any of your records at this point or do much strength training.
だ4週目はそのストレンストレーニングとかより、まあ、もうちょっとこう例えば室内でできることとか、まあ、ストレッチとかヨガとか、まあ、ちょっとゆっくりめのことをやるのが、まあ、4週目はベターって感じだね。でまあそれは理にかなってるよね。やっぱ2、3週間目をすごいこうハードにやってずっとハードにやり続けるわけにはいかないから、まあ、その何強弱はつけていかなきゃいけなくって、でそのだ強の部分を week 2と week 3に持ってきて弱のところを week 4に来るように調整できたら、あのすごい効率的。It should be really effective if you,
And then, but you can still, if you are trying to lose weight, the fourth week, it's still really a good time to do like walks and like low intensity training and things like that. There's still meaning to do that.
で、その減量したい場合は、まあ4週間目にそのジョギングとか、まあ暑い、体が体温が熱くなってるからそんなにハードにはできないけど、まあやることで、あの脂肪を燃やしやすい時期でもある。
So, is the cycle. I hope that was interesting.
Yeah, it's interesting.
Why don't they teach us this?
I know, right? こういうことをね、学校で教えてくれたらいいのにね、本当に。
Nah, like, they want you to do sports and things like that at school. Surely this should be part of your sports lesson.
I think so, yeah.
It's just, I don't know why they don't. I guess it's because we're women and people don't think, well, a lot of the curriculum was made by men.
And they don't think to... And then guys can do hardcore training all through the whole year, I guess, without periods.
Yeah, it doesn't affect them. So they don't need to know.
Yeah. But it would be good for them to know as well. I mean, like, they're never going to have periods and they're never going to have to experience this. But, you know, just the fact to know... like what the female athletes are going through, or you know, like if maybe the guy's girlfriend is an athlete or whatever, like if you, even if a couple wants to, you know, do a jogging
train
date
together.
Or train together, you always, you know, want to know like what your partner is going through and such. So I think, you know, it's not just something that they should teach women in school, but it's something that they should just teach in school in general. なんか男性にもね、こう男性は生理がないから運動のね、あのスケジュールがこう生理によって左右されることはないけど、やっぱりこういうのすごい学校で教えた方がいいと思うし、それをこう女性だけに教えるんじゃなくて、まあ男性は生理ないとは言え、やっぱりこうアスリートだったら同僚の女性アスリートがどういうことを経験してるとか、まあ例えばカップルで一緒にこうランニングしたいってなった時に、まあ彼女の方はこういうことをこう考えなきゃいけないとか、まあそういうに知ってるだけで寄り添いになるから、やっぱり男性含めね、普通に学校でこういうのはあの一般的に教えてもいい内容だし、私もすごい勉強になる。
私も。I had to, it was so, I read it, like doing the research to be able to do this podcast today. I was just like reading this, I was like, but even like, you know, I remember when, even, until a couple of years ago, if I went to the doctors and they'd say, when was your last period? I would have no idea.
I think we start paying attention to these things while we get older.
Yeah. But it would have been really helpful to know sooner, because I'm sure it would have changed like some of my choices.
I think
like,
so.
I'm sure I probably trained too hard when I shouldn't have a few times and then felt bad. Yeah.
I mean, like, even if we didn't have this podcast, we probably would not have known this until today. So I think most people don't know this stuff unless they're, like, really, really, you know, into doing sports or if they're professional athletes and such. So, yeah, but it's such important information. So, ね、なんか私たちもこのポッドキャストを通してこれをね、今日知ってて、その、運動がね、こう職業でアスリートだったりコーチだったりっていうのじゃない限り、やっぱり、教えてもらわないとわざわざね、こう調べないし、私たちは今日ポッドキャストがあるからわざわざ調べて知ったけど、やっぱそういうのなかったら知らないことだから、でもやっぱりね、これをもっと早く知っておけばもっと効率よい練習ができたりもするから、ね、すごい大事な情報だよね。
でもやっぱ、なんかあのピルをやめてからもっとあの生理のサイクルのなんか影響されるから、If I read this, I'm like,とても makes sense. Like, of course, of course.
It's important to know about your body.
100%. And you don't need to be an athlete to be able to do this. Everyone likes to move, so.
Yeah. It's not really about just hardcore training, but I guess, you know, just walking around the house or jogging or any kind of activity, fitness related, is going to always relate to periods if you're biologically a woman, so.
I was going to ask a bit about food and periods. Do you eat differently when you're on your period?
During my period in general, I don't eat differently, but, I drink a lot of water. I mean, like, even if I'm not on my period, I drink 3 liters a day, which is, I think, more than average, but I take in way more during my period and before my period. So I think actually that's one signal that I know that my period is coming, because I just get thirsty every single minute. And yeah. So that's why when I say I get bloated, it's because I regularly have a lot of water, but the intake is just insane during my period. So it's just, it tops the amount that I can release. So that's why I get bloated by hanging on to all that water. But other than that, not so much difference in the food that I eat, but perhaps I eat a bit more, like in terms of the quantity.
Oh, you eat more.
I eat more, yeah. そうね、私の場合はその生理で食事が変わるってことはないんだけど、あの水の水分量がものすごく多くなってて、で普段からまあ 2.5 から3リットルくらい1日飲んでて、多分人よりすごく多い方だから、でそれが生理前になると結構 もっともっと多くなっちゃって、でさっきだからそのむくむから動きづらいって言ったのも、その結構水をあの普段ただでさ多いから、それがさらに多くなるとそれを解放するレベルに達してなくて、結構ただでさえ生理中って水をこう体が持ち続けるから、まあ、その量が多分人より多くって、あのすごい体が重くなっちゃうっていうのと、あと、まあ、食べるものは変わらないけど、食べる量は結構生理中とか、まあ、生理前はすごい増えたりする。What about you though? I mean, like during periods and stuff, do you go dancing, for example?
Yeah, I still dance. I think I give myself it's that fourth week, right? So during period, like, okay, maybe I might be a bit bloated, but I still do it. But it's the week before that my energy levels really go down. So I won't jog as far. I'll do like a little jog and little walk and things like that. But I will still dance the same. Usually, I don't think I miss it, but yeah, it's more my energy levels and my mood. So I have to really save my energy to be able to do well in the dance class or something.
If you feel tired and stuff, right?
Yeah, super tired. But in terms of food, ah, so this ne, I've got my. 多分生理じゃない時はなんかパートタイムベジタリアンであんまりお肉食べないけど、あのちょっと生理前と生理中、あの1回2回あの牛とか、あの食べるけど、
血を欲しがってるのかもね、体が。
そうですね、なんか私はなんかサプリで鉄分を飲んでるけど、そういう時期多分物足りないから。
そうだね。出血してる分もっと体が欲して、その時だけね。肉とかはある。
I'm so bad with meat though. Like, I find it really difficult. Like, I don't, like, Yuna's super meat lover. And I do like it sometimes, but I have it more when I know I'm gonna have, like, my period. Because I know my body needs it. Or craves it. I know some people say, oh, if you're a vegetarian, your body doesn't need it, blah, blah, blah. But I feel like my body does need it at times.
Like being honest to yourself mentally is important, but also physically being, you know, responding to what your body needs is also important.
But it's mm-hmm. really difficult because my head's like, my heart's saying, oh no, poor Ushi. And I'm like, I'm eating
but
it.
But I mean,
and I'm like,
it makes up to it because the regular times you're not eating it, so.
Yeah. でもちょっとなんか矛盾って感じね。Like, 心なんかベジタリアンになりたいけど、あの、体はあの、お肉求めてるから、どうすればいいのかわかんない。
まあね、結局生理があるとね、それに運動が左右されて、そこからまあ PMS だったり食生活も左右されてって結構すごくいろいろ難しいし、やっぱりね、生理が最初何歳できたかちょっと忘れちゃったけど、もうね、何年も何年も生理と付き合ってて、それでもなおやっぱりね、こうしたらこの時は運動ができる、この日は絶対ダメとか、やっぱり未だに手探りだし、やっぱり生理のね、長さとか痛みとかも変わっていくし、で、そもそも運動量とか運動の仕方とかも変わっていくものだから、まあなんか本当都度自分のライフスタイルにこう合ったやり方っていうのをこういろいろ試しながら探していかないといけないなっていうのは常に思う。
I feel empowered reading this, like, knowing, okay, like, rather than going, oh, Sadie makes me weak, or Sadie makes it so that I can't do stuff, knowing more about my cycle makes me go,
yeah,
okay, I'm gonna kill it in week one and week two and week three.
Yeah.
And I know how to.
Can you send me the link of the article, and maybe we can write about that? In our captions on Instagram so that we can leave it as a note for the audience as well.
Yeah, for sure.
そうね。だから今日の、ポッドキャストの、中で言ったその week 1はこうで、week 2はこうでっていう運動と生理との付き合い方については、インスタのキャプションの方にもメモとして残しておきますので、まあ、私もちょっとそれ見ながら、いろいろ調整していこうかなって今思ったので、まあ、皆さんもぜひ、参考になればと思います。本日も30分間ありがとうございました。We'll see you again in the next episode.
ありがとうございました。
Bye.
See you. Bye!
Bye!